The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Veterans Day to everybody. Jesus says to the apostles, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted into the sea," and it would obey you. And this after the apostles plead with Jesus, increase our faith. Now, our Lord's reply tells us two things. Okay, two things. First of all, faith can do what's impossible by human efforts alone. I've never in my life seen a tree flying across the sky. I don't think he meant it literally, okay? But I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. Nonetheless, the point, faith can do what is impossible by human efforts alone. That's the first thing that our Lord tells us. But the second thing our Lord tells us is what I'd really like to focus on today. Increase our faith, the apostles say to Jesus. And when he replies this way, it's as though he's saying back to his apostles, before I increase your faith, why don't you first use the faith you've already been given? And I think that's a challenge, not just to the apostles, for all of us. You know, sometimes we plead with the Lord, "Lord, increase my faith." And it's kind of a cop-out because we don't want to use what we've already been given. Now listen, if we use what you've already been given, it'll make all the difference that you need. All the difference that you need, you already have the ability. A story for our saint for the day. St. Martin of Tours tells us one of the best stories in all of history about that. St. Martin of Tours, by the way, perfect saint for Veterans Day. Martin himself a soldier, himself a veteran, patron saint of soldiers, patron saint of veterans, patron saint of military chaplains. No accident that we celebrate St. Martin of Tours on the 11th of November. But Martin was he became a Christian in secret. He became a Christian at the very last years of the Roman Empire, late 300s AD. Now, Christianity was legal at this time. The emperor was a Christian. But Martin's parents were old school Romans. Hated Christianity, hated Christians, suspicious of the Christian faith. So Martin was conscripted into the Roman army, started studying to be a Christian in secret, so his parents wouldn't find out about it. And he was assigned to garrison duty. He was patrolling the city walls in the city of Amiens. And the Roman uniform was very, very impressive. Big shiny helmet, big shiny breastplate, and a magnificent cloak, a great big white cloak, all lined with lamb's wool about the neck. And they say one cold winter's night, patrolling on horseback about the city of Amiens, Martin happened to come across a poor beggar shivering in the cold. And he took pity on the poor man. And so the man wouldn't freeze through the night. Martin took the magnificent cloak off of his shoulders and, raising his sword on high, cut the cloak in half. Kept half for himself, gave half to the poor shivering man, kept on riding. Well, they say that that night, Martin had a dream. He dreamed that he saw Christ himself wearing the half cloak that he'd given to that poor man. And turning to the angels, he said to all the angels in heaven, "Look what Martin has done for me. Martin, who's only a catechumen in the faith, look what he has done for me." And our Lord said to his apostles, "Whatever you do to the least of my brethren, that is what you do to me." Martin didn't have very much, but he used what he had. And it made a difference that we're still talking about to this day. And I think that's our message for the day. Now, just as an aside, the story of Martin's cloak is kind of interesting. That cloak became a sacred relic in France for years and years. Unfortunately, it's been lost to history, but the soldiers of Charlemagne would swear their oath of office with one hand on St. Martin's cloak, and it became so well-loved that they actually built a church just to house St. Martin's cloak. And it became so well-known that it became known as the Church of the Cloak. And the Latin word for cloak is capella. And it's from that word that we get our word chapel. And the priest who was assigned to the Church of the Cloak became known as the capellano, from which we get our word chaplain. And the size of the little church that housed the cloak was too small for musical instruments, so when they celebrated Mass, they'd celebrate Mass without musical instruments, and such that music without instruments became known as music a cappella. Just a little bit of Catholic culture there for you, a little bit of trivia. Interesting story about St. Martin's cloak. But St. Martin went on to become a priest and a bishop, and his charity and his giving was legendary. You've ever heard the story of Les Miserables by Victor Hugo, best known as a musical that came out in the 80s. I assure you, once upon a time, it was actually a book. And there's a story in that book of a bishop who helped a poor man who was a thief, a man who'd stolen silver from him. And the bishop gave him a gift of silver to protect him from the police who'd accused him of stealing, and said to the man, "Oh, I want you to use this silver to go become an honest man." They say that story was taken directly from the life of St. Martin. St. Martin was the bishop. Why do we love St. Martin so much? Because he gives us the image of Jesus Christ. God is pure gift. That's all God is. All he does is give and give and give. Whenever you see that kind of magnanimity, that kind of absolute self-forgetful giving, that's the image of Jesus Christ. That's who we proclaim. That's the good news we preach. That is what this world needs to hear. And a little message today from our Lord to his apostles, from our Lord to you and me, is you have all that you need. You may not feel like you have enough, but hand it over to our Lord, put it into use, and God in his grace will make it enough. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Martin of Tours, pray for us.